Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
God's miraculous power is available to every believer to fulfill their destiny. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Morris Cerullo as they reveal parallel truths of this natural world and the supernatural realm. Now let's join Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. This is the Believer's Voice of Victor broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you today with all of our hearts. We open our hearts and minds for revelation from heaven. And we thank you for it. We receive it by faith, and we give all the honor, all the praise to the wonderful, matchless name of Jesus. Amen. And we're so thrilled with what's happening in this hour in which we live. And we ask you to reveal things about that to us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Join me again today in welcoming Dr. Morris Cerullo to this broadcast. Praise God.
To be with you here today.
MC, that just blesses me so much.
I've been blessed listening to you break the bread of life and the way in which God leads you and how you grasp to the leading of the Holy Spirit. It makes all the difference in the world.
My. Yeah. Praise God. Isn't he wonderful?
Yes. Praise God.
Now, there's something that you were talking about yesterday when we ran out of time.
Yeah.
Oh, and that broadcast yesterday, we could have gone another flat 2 hours in there, you know, and it would have been marvelous. But you were talking about, we are living in the day of spiritual breakthrough. And talking about parallel truths. When you begin to see things suddenly start coming to pass in the natural world.
Yes.
And particularly things that medicine's been looking for years.
Absolutely.
And just couldn't find it, but suddenly they get it. That men don't do that. God does that. Mm. It's his hand. He's more interested. He is a whole lot more interested in a cancer breakthrough than people are.
Uh-huh.
And if they listen to him, they could get it quicker.
Yeah.
But anyway, this scripture in the 16th chapter of John has from 13, 14, 15 verses, Jesus talking about the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
And this has just been just throbbing in my spirit for months and months. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth.
Mm-hmm.
For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Now, I want to make a note right here that he is speaking. He's not silent. He is speaking.
Yes.
We're the ones that have been so spiritually dense we hadn't been able to hear. It's when we open our ears. Jesus said, these people have shut their eyes and shut their ears. Well, if you shut your eyes, you can open your eyes.
You know, Kenneth, you mentioned all truth is parallel. Okay, what did Jesus say? He said, I can do nothing of myself. But he said, that which I see the Father do.
Amen.
Breakthrough. I can do it. And so that's what that scripture says. When the Spirit of truth comes, it'll take you into realms of the Spirit that you never experienced before. And those realms of the spirit will manifest and reveal supernaturalism.
Amen.
That's my expectation for this hour.
I am absolutely on fire with it.
Hallelujah.
I could tell you in tongues what
It's all right.
He said, he will show you things to come.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I want you to get. This is Jesus. Every word that Jesus said, listen carefully. I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. Every word that Jesus said, every word that he promised these men that to which he was speaking, every one of these words is a command and mandate on the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Once Jesus said this, the Holy Spirit is bound to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this part of it. He'll show you things to come, but now he's not going to show you things to come if you don't ask him.
Mm-hmm.
And believe you receive it. Open your eyes and ears. He will glorify me, for he will receive of mine and show it unto you all things. Think about this. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, said I, he'll take what's mine and show it unto you. He said it twice.
Yes.
Amen. Now, we first of all think in the line of ministry, but we're talking about parallel truths here. God is opening up for men to learn and know things that they never knew before. Gateway Absolutely. To the supernatural has swung wide open.
Yeah.
I got all excited. The Lord made way and we got our first new jet airplane.
Yeah.
I didn't know they made new ones. but God blessed with a new one. And I'm telling you, I stopped the first trip I flew it. I stopped and got out of it and danced on the ramp. I was just so excited about it. And I began to question the Lord about some things. And I said, Lord, why is it that the technology of aviation, you go, what the scripture says, all things were created for and by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't reveal airplanes so the devil could use them.
Absolutely.
No, they belong to the gospel.
Absolutely.
And everything, the TV belongs to the gospel. Right. That's what it was created for.
Absolutely.
That's what the breakthroughs are for.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Lord, why is it that you gave that technology to the world? And he said, I had to have the technology right now because of the gospel. I had to have it. But he said, I couldn't get any of my people to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I couldn't get them to come get the airplane. They wouldn't even buy a new car, much less an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you remember how mad they got at you when you first got your airplane? Oh, a preacher needs with an airplane. I had somebody ask me that one. I'd like to know what a preacher needs an airplane for. I said to go high and fast and more often.
Right.
That's what it was for. If without that airplane, I would have had to decrease what I was doing upwards of 35% or 40%.
Maybe more.
Probably more than that. Well, in the shape the airlines are in now, it's even more than that.
Maybe more.
So, what I'm saying is,
I will do 80 meetings this year. 80. 80.
Wow.
Without the Frontliner airplane, which is the name of our plane, could never do it.
You couldn't do that.
Impossible.
You needed the technology.
Yes. But we got the breakthrough.
That's what that's what I'm poking at you about. I want to hear what God's shown you about.
Well, we want to fly further spiritually, because I think I'm a great believer in doing this. You know what that means? It means take the mask off.
Hallelujah.
I'm a great believer. Get the mask off. The Church of Jesus Christ, now don't get mad at me, you can edit this out of your program. The Church of Jesus Christ, no way even measures up in the demonstration of the ability of a resurrected Christ.
Mm-mm. We've not seen.
But we are going to.
And we're in it right now.
Yeah. There's a word that is so strong, not only breakthrough, but destiny.
Yes, amen.
It's our destiny.
Yes, amen.
Destiny is a preconceived. God has preconceived the plan for your life, what's happening
yes,
in
sir.
Your life.
Yes, sir.
Is not something that just decided, well, now I'll do these things. No, God planned for them.
Yes.
And it's so important for people who are listening to the Believer's Voice of Victory every day to receive the prophet. God says, don't despise prophecy. He says, I'm not about to do anything until I first tell you that I'm going to do it. Because that's the only way I get glory. If I tell you first, I'm going to pour out of my spirit. If I tell you first that I am going to manifest creative miracles,
yeah.
Then when you begin to see them, you'll give me honor, you'll give me glory. And it's like 2 Chronicles 20:20, I love it. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Sometimes it's so hard. I like the 6th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. To me, it's a life-changing story. Jesus is healing the sick. And the Bible says a great multitude followed him. Why? Because he was a good orator? No. But they followed him because they saw the miracles that he did on them which were diseased. But yet, we have an apostate church, unfortunate, in where you and I live in today, that instead of rejoicing when God picks up somebody and uses them, they criticize. Oh, look at all the people. They're just running after miracles. They just want a little loaves and fishes. And you know that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a stigma that we have to bear. But in this chapter, the people followed him because of the manifestation and the supernaturalism of what came from Jesus' life. The multitudes just swarmed him. And then you know the story that follows this tremendous story of how he fed the multitude, 5,000 men plus the women and children, with a few little loaves and fishes. And now, excuse me, he goes to Tiberias after this miracle. 5,000 men plus the women and children say, Jesus is Lord. Why? They saw the miracles. They ate of the miracles. They partook of the miracles. And now Jesus goes away and he comes back and the disciples run to meet him. And then the 28th verse. They said unto him, they meet him, he's come back. What shall we do? We saw what happened. Tell us, Lord, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? John 6:28.
Yes, sir. That's the way the thing works.
Yeah. That's the way God designed it.
Yeah,
to
he
work.
Designed it to work like that.
Yeah.
So what's the next step?
You've
got something to do with the next step.
Absolutely.
All of us got something to do with this step here. Lord, what's my part? What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
How can you use me?
Yeah.
That's the key. We talked about it a few days ago when Jesus rebuked them for their unbelief when he entered into the room. And then turned around and said, go.
You go.
The secret is, how does one get the anointing? How does one get the presence of God? How is it imputed into them so they can go out and change the world? You know, in my crusades that I conducted for the past 70 years, I would start a meeting, a little platform, a little roped off area where we would allow the sick to come. And in crusade after crusade after crusade, I'd start with 1,000 people first night. 1,500 people, 2,000 people. All of a sudden, when this began to take place, what must we do? When the works of Jesus began to be seen, God knows I don't exaggerate. We don't need to exaggerate for him. Within 5 days, there was 50,000 people on that same ground. Sometimes more.
Yeah.
Why? Because the word spread. The blind are seeing. The deaf are hearing. The crippled are walking. They followed Jesus. Not because he fed them with loaves and fishes, but they saw the miracles.
Yes, amen. Yes.
And that's what we need. We need proof producers. We need first reinterpret what a minister is. He's not just somebody who carries a card in his pocket that he belongs to a certain denomination, but that you're not a doctor first. First, you're a minister. You're not a lawyer first. First, you're a minister. You're not a nurse first. First, you're a minister. And we've got to reinterpret what the ministry is.
Yeah, every born again believer.
Absolutely.
Every one of them.
Absolutely.
Yes, amen.
And they have got to receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because without that manifestation, their destiny can never be fulfilled. Breakthrough. It's theirs. Today. Everybody watching us today, if in your heart there's a real hunger, God, I want you to use me. When you present yourself to Him today, He will change you. Mm. And He will use you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So there's things happening. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Lord, you want me to do that? Now, I'm going to give you an illustration. Just last Saturday morning, this man laid hands on several thousand people, one at a time. It took over 3 hours to do it. In doing so, I mean, the man's 85 years old, working on 86 every day, and has just been miraculously healed from an incurable disease, a paralyzed leg. But I'm going to tell you something. He didn't wait to get physically built back up and take 6 months to get strong enough. He hit the ground the next week, headed to Brazil the next week. He'd been all over the world in just a few weeks. Now, in that kind of atmosphere, he caught a cold. And you're sitting out there saying, well, you know, if he's going to do all this and that, why don't he get healed of that cold? You put yourself in a very dangerous position. Amen. To criticize the prophet of God is dangerous. That'll cut off the breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And the devil would like nothing more than to cut that off. So you know what we're going to do? You and I are going to believe God for the healing of colds and flu all over this television broadcast.
Praise God.
God.
Amen.
Amen. And you just take your camera there and just minister healing to them.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Father, we touch and agree at this very moment. Who is like unto thee? There is no other God beside you. You're the one that breathed into us the breath of life. Mm. You're the one that so loved this world that you gave your only begotten Son. Jesus, you're the one who came to defeat all the works of Satan, colds, sicknesses, sin, I command you, principalities, powers, spiritual wickednesses, be bound over this TV audience.
Yes.
Come amen. Forth from these people in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we release your healing, your presence right into these homes now.
Oh,
amen.
Wow. We'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.